Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Bobby Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is a very early Punky Radio Best of 2013 that we're doing a month early, as we will explain during the show. In the meantime, Tony, maybe you could introduce the first track.
This is Komodo Wagon and Demon.
You're listening to Planet Smashes underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So I am just watching because we're making this show about a week in advance, aren't we? Let's be honest.
Yes.
We're making the show about a week in advance because you're going to be on your way to the States and we will be recording next week. So while we're making the show, I am watching England under-21s v San Marino under-21s. And now after 60 minutes, it's now 8-0. It's going to be
bloody
a record.
Hell.
Come on. So, now, this week's show is our early best of 2013. That's right, isn't it?
That's right.
So what we've done, we picked four songs each. Not necessarily, well, yeah, kind of our favourite four songs of the year, but they're not necessarily ones you might be thinking. So what we've done is, it's been quite straightforward. You've got one, then I've got one, then you've got one, then I've got one. And whereas we would normally, I would basically quiz you on all the websites, it's a straightforward 4v4 fight this week.
Yes.
So why don't you go for it? Why don't you tell me about Komodo Wagon?
Okay, so we played this song relatively recently. We played it on the 22nd of October. They're from Vancouver in Canada. And what they have to say about themselves is hard-rocking, sweat-flinging, beer-drinking, romp-inciting, sing-along inspiring, dancing-juicing...
Record breakers!
Head-banging rock played hard and fast with just enough punk spirit to keep you grinning. There you go.
It's done just that, hasn't it?
Yeah, and we did play it first, I think, the last time we played it, and it's just a great song. to start with.
Yeah, we are going to be playing more from them in the future as well. They've already said if we want any more, just to get in touch with them.
Yeah, but what is their Facebook page?
Oh, man. I don't like this, you've been on the other foot.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/ Komodo Wagon.
It is.
Oh, come on. They've set themselves a default URL.
They have. There's lovely Canadians.
Right, well... Well done, Komodo Wagon. Well done, Tony. Thing is, now I've got to tell you about the next band.
Okay.
All right. So the Great Malarkey are a London-based 460-piece. There's certainly loads of them. And, I've tried to describe them before. We played a couple of tracks by them this year, but this one was the first one I heard by them, and it came really quite early this year. And it's off their new album, which is just a really interesting album. There's... There's bits of Gogo Bordello in it. There's bits of the Pogues in it. There's bits of Tom Waits in it. It's just terrific. Oh, I thought it was going to be 9-0. Like, sorry. It's just a really varied album. But this song itself, I really, really like. This has got a real sort of gypsy punk feel about it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Great Malarkey's website?
TheGreatMalarkey.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Boyd B, and the Internet One. This is Ho Ho Bucket of Blood.
Breaks my heart, we're apart, still it's getting stronger. Every time we're apart, I love you all the more. So I toss and turn in an empty bed, you make it for me, fills my head. You are here, back with me, I love you to the core. Buckets of blood, I need you by my side. Help, help, buckets of blood, I love you till I die. You're not here for me to hold, yet you fill my senses. Gin, sweat, cigarettes, lower defenses. The way you sigh, the way you cry, I feel your heat upon my thigh. You are here, back with me, I love you to the core. Help, help, buckets of blood, I need you by my side. Help, help, buckets of blood, till I love you, till I love you, till I... Hilldale, mountainside, heartland, an ocean. Old plot to part us, yet I have the notion. I'll sail that boat, catch that train, I'll be with you once again. You are here, back with me, I love you to the core. Help, help, buckets of blood, I need you by my side. Help, help, buckets of blood, I love you till I love you till I love you till I love you till I... Help, help, buckets of blood, I need you by my side.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Great Malarkey, Buckets of Blood. Very, very catchy song indeed. And one of the reasons I picked that is because when I'm in a bad mood now, that tends to be the kind of thing I shout to myself. Buckets of Blood! And okay. I figured, well, they've had an impression on me. Have you got any Facebook comments for us at all?
I haven't.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Balls.
But if you're...
I'd just like to remind people about Facebook.
Yes.
If they haven't heard of it before, it's quite a popular thing.
It's quite a popular thing. I suggest you watch The Social Network. It's quite a good film, well acted, well directed. If everyone's on Facebook, most people on Facebook. My mum's on Facebook.
Your mum?
So please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Like the page, leave us a comment. One of these ways to get in touch with us, don't send us a message, leave us a comment, because we don't check the messages all the time.
Yeah, we're rubbish at checking messages.
Yeah. So
we're
just
quite good at seeing comments.
Great comments, and we always make sure that they're all read out. So just leave us a comment, like our page. It's that simple. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well done you. Right then, are you going to tell me? I'll tell you what. No, don't tell me about this next. And yeah, do tell me about this one now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tell me about the next song now, rather than I was doing two lots in the next bit, because there'll be too much information.
Okay.
Otherwise. So this, what's happening now, Ty?
So right, so this next one is called Sleaze. We played them back in March, 19th of March. They're from Rockford, Illinois. And they say... They say, we are Sleaze from Rockford, Illinois. And over the last 4 years, we've been carving our name into the Rockford underground music scene with our evolving sound and image. They currently released their first self-titled album on March 19th. That literally the same time we played them.
Yeah,
that'd be why we played them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And are in the process of promoting it to the world. Our plans within the next couple of years include an American tour, writing better and more thought-out material, and acquiring bigger and better connections within
more
our reach.
More thought-out material?
I know.
You don't do that.
It really doesn't. You put this paragraph and then the music doesn't fit.
Less thought-out material, please.
Yeah. They're acquiring bigger, better connections. You really need to decide for yourself, let the music speak for itself. I think you should. The music doesn't sound anything like that. They're way too sensible. The music isn't.
Yeah, I'll tell you how sensible they are. I thought they were from Leeds.
Right.
Sleaze, I think it's Sleaze, sounds like Leeds. I think that's right. I'm that simple. Anyway, we played a couple of their songs this year, I think, and I really like them. Excellent choice, sir.
Do you want to do the website now?
Yeah.
So what is their Reverb Nation website?
Oh, see, I don't know about these things. ReverbNation.com/... Sleaze Music.
No, it's reverbnation.com/sleazy69. SLEEZEY69.
Never had a chance there, Tony.
Tony 2. Paul,
well, no, it's
one.
Tony and the
Internet. Internet 2.
Paulie B and the Internet 1. The Internet is both the winner and the loser tonight.
That's true. So,
or will it be?
Ooh, who knows?
Might it be the drawer? Right, so here you go. What's it called?
So this is Sleaze and called So High.
You're listening to Dr. Slandleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sleaze and So High right there, mister. Now then, I'm about to ask you what you did last week, but presumably you were packing, ready to go to America.
Yes, we're packing, ready to go to America, basically. There's lots and lots of stuff going off. I've got work, holidays, house sitter to org to like pick up and organise. Ah, it's going to be horrendous.
Is this the house sitter from Uruguay or something?
That's the one. She comes here. She comes here Friday or got here Friday, depending on if you are now or in a week's time.
She came last week.
It was great.
This show is pre-recorded. We are living in the past, talking about the future, and now talking about the past. And you're just going to have to get your heads around that, like some crazy time lords.
Exactly, and it's Doctor Who's 50th anniversary this weekend as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, this weekend or last weekend?
Last weekend. This weekend. It's not happened yet, but it's happened when the show goes out.
Blimey, we might be in it.
Yeah, or we should be.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, this Saturday, hopefully it was good. I'm sure everyone did enjoy it. What are you up to this week, last week?
Well, depending on how you feel about this crazy time travel, I'm either just about to go to Scandinavia or I've just come back and it was brilliant.
Oh, excellent.
So if you want to go with that, I've just had a great week in Scandinavia, in Copenhagen, Gothenburg and Oslo, where I played to packed houses every night and all the women stripped off naked despite the sub-zero temperatures, and everyone threw their money at me and knickers.
Oh, excellent.
In my life, I think I might keep that up. I might just pretend that did happen, regardless of what happens next week, this week, last week, wherever you are in the world. Oh, I don't even know which doctor I am. I'm going with Tom Baker. All right, nice. So yeah, so that's what I did or didn't do last week, this week, next week. Here's the next song.
Okay.
This is a band who, as soon as I heard this band, I thought, excellent, they're the Greek Wary Los Args in a punk way. As you know, I'm a huge fan of Wary Los Args, but controversially not playing a Wary Los Args song this week, even though they've got a new album out, and I do love them, but it's because I'm going to be playing them in a week or two's time. So I picked this band, Komodina 3, instead, who are from Greece, and they got together several years ago, and all they did was put together a demo album. They made about 80 copies. They gave them to record labels. When nobody signed them, they split up and they never did a gig. Oh. And then someone found the album years later and handed it to Slovenly Records. They brought it out. Everybody's loving it. And now they've got going again. Well done, Komodina 3. And this was the first track we played off that album, which is self-titled as Komodina 3. They couldn't even be bothered to name their own album, basically. I love these guys. This is 150 miles an hour, and I think it's over in under 2 minutes, but it's absolutely brilliant. Stay tuned for the Zip Heads, who, Tony, you'll tell me about all the way off this. In the meantime, what is Komodina 3's Bandcamp page?
Komodina3.bandcamp.com?
Just give up. They haven't got one. The closest thing they've got is the Slovenly Bandcamp page, which is their label, slovenly.bandcamp.com/album/Komodina-3-self-titled-LP, which is probably more work in that website than Komodina 3 have ever done in their lives. It's no wonder Greece is falling apart. Anyway, it's probably be Internet 2, Tony in Internet 2. This is Agriopedia.
a sweet little spot. It is called Revenge.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Who was that?
That was the Zipheads. We last played that on the 20th of August, so not that long ago. They're from St Albans. And they say that about themselves, originally formed as a three-piece punk band around 2004. Lineup was disbanded to form the Runaway Boys, with a switch to double bass, a new drummer, and a set of rockabilly rock and roll standards from Eddie Cochran, Gene Vincent, Little Richard and Johnny Cash, amongst many others. The Runaway Boys gigged furiously from 2005, playing every pub, social club, church hall and wedding they could week in, week out. 2008, after constant badgering from fans, friends and family to play some original material, the Runaway Boys entered the studio with a new drummer to cut their first six-track EP, a mix of rockabilly, country, ska and swing songs. The EP lay dormant, and for 2 years no one heard much from the Runaway Boys. Other bands were formed and disbanded until sometime 2010, with new drummer they finally staying on the drum school, they reformed, returning to the original Zipheads moniker. Since then, they've been gigging over the UK, opening for big bands in the rockabilly, psychabilly, punk and ska scenes, building a following across the country. 2013 since the release of their debut album, and as many shows as possible for the new year. I really like them. I remember, I think when we just saw what the best of, this is the one band I remember thinking that I really like that.
Yeah, I saw them at Inkfest. And,
yeah.
Had a word with them, and they were really, really nice guys. Do you know, they don't look old enough to have been in band since 2004.
No.
Might have been because they had shorts on. Perhaps that's the secret. Perhaps if I want to look younger, I shouldn't worry about the grey beard. I should just start wearing shorts. That won't be creepy, will it?
No, not at all.
Anyway, the track was called Revenge.
Track called Revenge. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Zipheads Rock.
No, Facebook.com/Zipheads.
Oh, I'm not doing very well, there. So that makes it Tony and Internet 3, Paulie B and the Internet 2.
Yeah.
Poor old Internet. Happy Internet.
Happy Internet.
Yeah. If you're tuning in for the first time, it's always like this. Right. So, you've got some gigs for us, have you?
I do.
That must mean it's time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. There's always something on 12 Bar Club, and this week they're no different. There is something on Sunday. I think it's an open mic night again, so I'm just going to do Thursday to Saturday. So this Thursday, the 28th, it's a Hieronymus Bischoff night, and they present DAGNY or Dagny, the Philistines.
The Philistines, but he just.
No, the Philistines. There's no I in it.
Oh, the Philistines. Sorry.
Philistines. Right. Nick Capaldi, Emily Scott, and a late set from the Swabler 3.
Blimey.
So Thursday night, how much do you think that is?
Oh, I'm saying true to £6.
Okay, yeah, no, you'd be right. It's £6.
Actually, yeah.
This Friday, the Penny Black Remedy presents a Bamalam. The Activators, the Penny Black Remedy, Toby Lightning, Meg Kavanagh, and a late set from Stash. Friday evening, no idea what to expect from that, but how much do you think it will be?
I'm staying true to my Friday feeling of £6.
Okay, you'd be right.
Excellent.
Yeah. And finally, Saturday night, London Calling night.
Great!
Viva Las Vegas, Trash Munro, Emergency Bitter, The Love Me Tenders, and more to be confirmed.
Ah, it's going to be great. That's going to be a right rocking and rolling night.
Exactly.
It's going to, there's a lot of punk and roll going on there.
Saturday night, how much do you think?
I'm staying true to my Saturday instincts, Tony, going £6.
You'd be right. 666 special.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
Exactly the house I like to be in.
Exactly. That's it, Gig Guide.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 Bar. See, that works out all right.
That's beautiful.
And I've got to tell you about the Dead X's now, but I can't be bothered. I just want to play it. Because quite clearly, I'm losing my voice here. this is probably my favourite song of this year.
Okay.
I have to say, it's my favourite song. Not necessarily my favourite album, because there have been some brilliant albums out this year. This is a very good album that the Dead X has brought out earlier this year. I got tweeted saying you should listen to this, and it was brilliant, and I loved it. And I think it's just one of my... I'm just going to play it, and we'll do the website afterwards, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
This is the Dead X's. If you got the time, bam, 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 I got the love. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dead X's. And they're a New York two-piece, a bit like the sort of White Stripes, except that... Oh, no, the White Stripes were both fellas, weren't they, as well? Yeah. But, a bit like the White Stripes, but both fellas. It's a real sort of rock and blues album, some really, really good songs on it. Check them out if you can. Best way to do that is to go to their website, which is...
TheDeadXs.com.
It is, and Dead X is TheDeadXs, TheDeadXs.com. Tony Internet 4, Paulie B and the Internet 2.
Ooh.
Oh,
dear.
So what are your plans this week then, mate? You're going to be hanging about in San Francisco, eh?
Yeah, so...
Frisco.
Yeah, so we've got here, apparently. Hope, and the plane was absolutely fine. There were no problems whatsoever.
yeah, right.
Today, we should have gone out with Rem, who's a listener. He's going to take us round Marin County.
Brilliant.
And I think in 2 days' time it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, there's a Dead Kennedy song about that, isn't there?
Is there? I should have listened.
Moon over Marin.
Couple of days' time it's Thanksgiving, so I don't know, but I assume we'll have some good hearty meals somewhere.
You'll be getting a great big fuck off turkey, mate.
Yeah.
You want to get invited round a family's house for weird stuff.
For weird stuff?
Yeah, I don't mean like that. I mean, the Americans go for Thanksgiving. Makes no sense at all. The people who should be giving thanks is us. As discussed in previous editions of Thanksgiving Punky Radio, when I have, of course, said the people who should be giving thanks is us, because Thanksgiving is all about the fact that we got rid of the fuckers. Bloody weirdos, Americans.
So I've never been, so this would be a bit of a laugh.
The stupid talking.
Exactly.
You all sound like they're from Plymouth.
I love them all.
I'm having more fun than I should. Yeah, I have celebrated. I celebrated a very bizarre Thanksgiving in around about 1994 in Baltimore on the other coast, when I was with two vegetarians, and they said that we can't really do a turkey for Thanksgiving. We're vegetarian. And that's right. What do you suggest? And they said, how about some Italian sausage? So they went out and they got me some Italian sausage, and they cooked me Italian sausage and pasta. But I can't remember what they had. I think they said pasta and not a lot of energy.
No.
But yeah, so the only Thanksgiving, I think the only Thanksgiving I've spent in the States, I had Italian sausage and pasta with a couple of vegetarians in Baltimore.
Right.
It was a very bizarre evening. Anyway, that's enough of that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, what are you up to this week?
I can tell you what I'm doing, mate. I've got my diary here. Should we do that?
Yes, do that.
England are winning 9-0 now. They've broken all under 21 records. It's been very interesting to watch. And it happened last week, of course. Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing this week, mate.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing, on Friday night, I'm doing, what's it called? Southill Park Arts Centre in Bracknell. Absolutely brilliant gig, but I'm opening there and then I'm going on to a gig in Ascot and closing. And on Saturday the 30th, I'm doing a benefit with a bunch of farmers in Chelmsford.
Blimey.
I hope it involves being inside. And on Sunday the 1st, which is in fact Advent Sunday, according to my little diary here.
Nice.
I'm going around with mates Felix and Charlie's for a night of listening to music and that.
Oh, nice.
I haven't seen them in a while for a good old drink and a chin wag, so that'll be good fun. So that's what I'm doing this week, anyway.
Tell Felix not to burgle me.
I'll tell Felix not to burgle you. I will remember to do that. I promise you.
Good.
I noticed that on Facebook today.
Yeah.
I thought we had quite a good laugh, didn't we?
Yeah.
See, we got on Facebook, everybody else. Why don't you?
Yeah.
Look, let's just play the next one, and then we'll talk about it next bit, yeah?
Yeah, sure. So this is the People's Whiskey and Pills.
It's all because of you. I'm a wretch, hanging around the moon.
You're listening to Guano Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Who was that then?
So that was The People's Whiskey, a song called Pills. We played that back in August, 27th of August. They are from Henderson, Nevada.
Way!
Yeah. So again,
you'll be going very near there soon.
I will be going
very
near.
You might even go through it. Or
possibly.
You'll go right around it, because it's where the... I've been there. But I haven't been in it, but I've been right by it, because that's where the Hoover Dam is.
Oh, right, okay.
On the way out of Las Vegas.
Well, should definitely go near it then.
And you'll do that, and then if you... Because I'll definitely go to Hoover Dam, if you can.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It costs about $15, I think, because it's in a national park, I think. Or the way I went, I ended up in a national park. Anyway, I don't think you have to.
Right.
And then you can go from there down to... Oh, which one is it that's on Route 66? Flagstaff, Family Donor, don't forget where... Kingman.
Okay.
It's the way round to the Grand Canyon South End. So, yeah, I'm sorry, keep talking.
I'll keep it. And they say about themselves, four friends from Hendertucky who like to clink glasses and kick asses. The whiskey is all about rock and roll, whether it be punk, outlaw country or anything else we feel like writing. Come check us out at your local bar and find out what it's all about. My favourite song of the four. By far, really.
Well, you know what, Tone? You should check out whether they're playing anywhere in the Las Vegas area. Send them an email.
That is a good point,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do when I go away, Tone. I do a bit of research.
I will probably do that while we're out there. We've got so much time over there, and we haven't planned anything. We haven't planned accommodation, so
right.
It's difficult
to know. You can ask them if you can stay with them.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
But yeah, People's Whiskey, great song, great band. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The People's Whiskey.
No, Facebook.com/ People's Whiskey.
Oh, Tony, you're playing the same games I play on you.
Yes. This is what it feels like.
It's Tony, the internet vibe. Probably be an internet too. I still see the internet as the ultimate loser here, of course.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now that it's England 9, San Marino 0, under 21s this is. And it obviously happened last week, but it's now, really. The San Marino goalkeeper just lay down on the floor. I think he was pretending to be injured, so they substitute him. I don't think he can take it anymore. I hope he's all right. But anyway, they've got a substitute keeper on now, who I don't think is going to want to be there either, really. Have you got a twat?
I don't.
Right. Well, can you quickly mention that, and then I'll talk about the last band.
Yep. So... please do email your twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. As mentioned previously, get some twats in over Christmas, and we'll kick the new year off with a torrent of twats. We'll be riding the tsunami for many months when you send me all that twat you're going to send me, probably around about Boxing Day. But if you got one, send it now. Send it now. That's fine.
Yes, do that. We like twats.
We do.
Well, we don't, but we like them. We like, he's a twat. We don't like twats. Last song this week, Tone, of our early best of 2013. And who else could I pick but Limousine from their latest album that came out right at the start of this year. And we very quickly nearly played every track on it. And Limo Dean, the lead singer, sent a message saying, oh, blimey, we're going to have to go back in the studio and write some more now. Because we play so much. But this was one that I really, really liked off the album. It's just fantastic garage fun, I'd call it. They liken themselves to being influenced by the Cramps and the Stooges, but I think they're very London. They're a very London version of that American style of sleazy garage rock, as you'll see right now. What is Limousine's website, Tony? For 5 points.
Limousine.co.uk?
No, it's limousineband.com, which means it's ended up Tony and the internet 5, Paulie being the internet 3, and this is You Got It, I Want It.
You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. And I'm gonna get it. We're gonna start right up from where we left it. You're the queen of rock and roll, the queen of rock and roll, the queen of rock and roll, rock and roll. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. You got it, I want it. I want it, I want it. I'm a dog on a leash, we're jumping through the hoops. I'm a dog on a leash, jumping all over you. Just say the word.
That's about it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. That was a fantastic song. I think they've all been fantastic this week, Tony. Well chosen.
Yeah, I think it's been good.
Well chosen, sir. And we've managed to get away with it, even though we're in the past and the future. Don't know what's going on. We're not even in a TARDIS. We're in a sort of pooey, sort of TARDIS thing, really. But you're having a fantastic time, and I'm, as usual, having a miserable time. Just mention the internet stations that carry the show, really, because I'm sure they're confused as well.
Yeah, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And the latest one we're on, radioandra.se, radioandra.se.
Well done. We're going to be featuring some very special Christmas shows in December. December's going to be a bit weird, but next week's show should be pretty much as normal, I think.
Yeah, I should be very near leaving San Francisco just before I head off on the car.
We're hoping that next week's show will be a transatlantic affair.
Yes.
But anyway, thanks very much for listening. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo! Apoo!